We want to welcome you to Traditional Appalachian Music and Stories.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. Got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel, hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. Then he finds you every time you slam the door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. Well, he puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. Well, she talks to all the servants about man and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Paul. She's 68 but says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's ma no more. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They say sing while you slave and I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Retrogress is what they called it, and we're going to celebrate the album today. That's between David Grisman, John Harford, and Mike Seeger. Came out in 1999, and let's see, it's got Bob Dylan wrote that tune that we just heard. I'm trying to make sure that I give us some background on the project, and to give you an idea, David Grisman played banjo, bass, guitar, mandolin, vocals, and tenor ukulele on this project. John Harford played banjo, fiddle, guitar, auto harp, vocals, and, of course, five-string banjo. And if they didn't play it on this album, this was just some of the instruments that they were very capable of playing. Mike Seeger played banjo, fiddle, guitar, harmonica, mandolin, auto harp, juice harp. We used to call it juice harp, and of course vocals. And let's see, Sam Grisman was also on this album and played a little double bass through a tune or two. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but let's hear another tune from the album. This one is a quite a well-done tune. A lot of folks have done it. And let's take a listen to it. You might recognize it yourself. It's called Maybelline.
Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? When I started out of doing them things you used to do, as I was a-motivating over the hill, saw Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, and nothing outrunning my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95, a bumper to bumper and a side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Why did you leave you? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled to 104, and the Ford got hot, I wouldn't do no more. Sun got cloudy and it started to rain, and it tooted my horn from the passing lane. Rainwater blowing all over my hood, and it didn't do to my motor, got a Maybelline. Why could you be true? Why could you be true? And I started out of doing them things you used to do. Cooled down and he went down, and that's when I heard that highway song. Cadillac looking like a tunnel head, 100 feet to 10 miles ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, and I caught a Maybelline at the top of the hill of Maybelline. Why could you be true? Oh, why could you be true? Done started out of doing them things you used to do. Ooh, oh, Maybelline. Why could you be true? Well, I started out doing them things you used to do. Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Ooh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started out of doing them things you used to do.
That's right. Sounds like they were just sitting around the coffee table and doing it at home, huh? I mean, that's the way it used to be done anyway a long time ago. Anyway, that's a Chuck Berry written tune. And I want to look up a little bit more of some of the information on retrograss. And just to give you an idea, it's going to let you know that John Hartford, let me see if I can get this to work, also had an album that was of an American traditional, just fiddle music, and that's another one that we'll probably have on down the road. It's released in 1998, and it's a tribute to the legendary Kentucky West Virginia old-time fiddler, Blind Ed Bailey. Anyway, we'll give you some more information as we go along. Here's another tune from the Coffee Table album, we might call it. Anyway, this one's called Airmail Special.
Nails a white and high, sailing through all the yonder. It's that airmail special on the fly. Listen to her motors humming, see her streaking through the sky like a bird that's flying homeward. It's that airmail special on the fly. It's that airmail special on the fly. Over clouds so dark and stormy, over rugged peaks so high, hurrying mail to California. It's that airmail special on the fly. Watch her circle miracle for a landing. Hear her motor's cough and sigh. Now she's coming down the runway. It's that airmail special on the fly.
Preserving the American music. That's what Retrogress did, and it also received a Grammy nomination in the Traditional Folk Album category in the year 2000. Just amazing. I mean, there's so much room for projects like this, and we're going to try to make sure that we continue with them and preserve them. Here's another tune from the exact same Retrogress album. It's called Blue Ridge Cabin Home.
There's a well-beaten path on this old mountainside where I wandered when I was a lad. Oh, I wandered alone to the place I called home, to them Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia, those Blue Ridge Hills right they roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home? Wander back to that ramshackle shack in those Blue Ridge Hills far away. Oh, my mother and father are laid there to rest. They are sleeping in peace together there. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia and those Blue Ridge Hills right at home. When I die, won't you on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home. I'll return to that old cabin door with a sigh. I'm longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on that old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high. Oh, I love those hills of old Virginia and those Blue Ridge Hills right at Rome. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away near my Blue Ridge Mountain home?
Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've not caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine. When they said you were a high class, well, that was just a lie. When they said you were a high class, well, that was just a lie. You've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine. Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine. they said you were a high class. Well, that was just a lie. When they said you were a high class, well, that was just a lie. You've not caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine.
You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you've never caught a rabbit and you aren't a friend of mine.
Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You're nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Well, you've never caught a rabbit, you aren't a friend of mine.
Well, if you ever wondered who actually wrote Hound Dog, let's see, it's written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And let's see, recorded originally by Willie May, Big Mama Thornton, on August 13, 1952 in Los Angeles, and released by Peacock Records in the late 1953. How about that? I found a minute ago where it was actually, when it was, the song was actually written itself, and man, it goes way back. But anyway, I'll look that up again and bring it to you in a minute. That was Hound Dog, of course, and then let's see. Prior to that, we had Blue Ridge Cabin Home. And of course, you're listening to Retrogress. That's an album with Dave Grisman, John Hartford, Mike Seeger put together and made a great project out of it, obviously, and it was released back in 1999 on Acoustic Disc. That was the name of the label that it was released on. We're going to continue on.
One, two, three, four. Distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee, and to help me find a party. Yeah, buddy, trying to get in touch with me. Oh, she couldn't leave her number. Yeah, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message. Yeah, and he wrote it on the wall. Tell me information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one to phone me here, yeah. From Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side. High on a ridge. Just a half a mile. Mississippi Bridge. Information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree, and tore apart our happy home, Miss Tennessee. Time I saw Marie, she's waving at me goodbye, with a hurry of home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. Marie's only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been in a discussion whenever they were talking about these songs and who's going to sing what and who's going to play what and all that? Sure, it wasn't an argument. I'd just like to heard the creativity among these fellas. Of course, we're listening to David Grisman, John Harford, Mike Seeger doing a project that they named Retrograss back in 1999. And I foresee. Wrong choice of words. I actually was listening to John Harford there sing that, and you know, not to anyone's surprise, he more or less was more of a poet kind of a guy. And of course, he was an incredible musician, obviously. But anyway, he had a creative side to him, very much so, as it was obvious as his career went on. I'll look up and see what year he passed, but anyway, this was a great project, and there were many, many projects like this between Hartford and then Grisman made a lot of other projects. Here's one I'm looking at that had Red Allen on it. Here's one where he played had an album with Tony Rice, and I mean, he got around. These guys got around, and so you know, I look back in myself and feel like these guys were in the process. Of preserving great string music and taking some of these old tunes like this Elvis Presley tune we heard a minute ago, Hound Dog, and these Chuck Berry tunes and turn them into what I think was some great, great string music and had just a tremendous Appalachian flair. We'll continue on. Of course, we're listening to traditional Appalachian music and stories, and we're featuring the project Retrograss, which is David Grisman, John Harford, and Mike Seeger. And of course, this is the SBB Radio Network.
fit me anymore. My walking shoe don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. It's a long way from here to over yonder. My feet, they're getting mighty sore. I ain't coming back, you've made your mind to wander. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I'll be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Be a long time gone from you, honey. You'll never hear me knock upon your door. I thought you were worth it once with all your money. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
But it won't be rocky long, Lord, Lord. Lord, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Another man has caught my woman and gone. Doodle-ay, oodle-ay, idle-ay. Soles of my shoes. My gal went away. She left me with a doggone blue. You leave me. Miss the water till the well runs dry, Lord, Lord. You'll never miss your water till the well runs dry. You'll never miss your woman until she says goodbye. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Not so lonesome, just don't want to be alone. Lord, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Lord, Lord. Oh, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Another man has got my woman and gone.
Written by Mr. Monroe himself. That was, of course, the Rocky Road Blues. We had one a minute ago, Jerusalem Ridge. That was written by Mr. Monroe himself. Of course, we're listening to the entire project. As far as I know, this is the whole project. Going to try to get it all in. Of Retrogress, featuring David Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. Song coming up is a tune that was made famous from a bit of the other side of the spectrum, if you will, sort of like the Hound Dog and some of those others. Anyway, this is a great rendition of Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. I hope you enjoy.
I'm a-sittin' in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and I watch them roll away again. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm just a sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. O-de-day-hee-o, o-de-day-hee-o, o-de-day-hee. While I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I had nothing to live for, looks like nothing's gonna come my way. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Just a sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. O-de-day, oh, o-de-day, oh, o-de-day. Looks like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what they tell me to do, so I guess I'll be the same. O-de-day, oh, o-de-day, oh, o-de-day. I'm a-sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's just 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. I'm a-sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm just a-sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. O-de-day, oh, o-de-day, oh, o-de-day.
Little yodel topping for the end of that song by John. And that was a fine, fine tune. Let's see. I didn't look up who wrote the tune. Anyway, we'll continue. I'll look it up here in just a second. Here's one called The Old Home Place. This is a tune that's been around a while. A lot of folks have done it.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall lights makes the wood smoke rise and a fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill or two. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Girl ran off with somebody else. The sheriffs took all my pay, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south with golden bones as I stand and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
That is a sad song, I'm telling you. They did a very fine job on it, too. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, I mentioned a minute ago, that was written by Steve Cropper and Otis Redding. And let's see if I can find this. The Old Home Place, My Old Home Place, I still got it wrong, The Old Home Place, was written by Mitch Jane and Dean Webb. And doesn't say when, but I figure song, giving the songwriters a credit's a kind of a big deal, huh? Should be anyway. We'll continue on. Of course, you're listening to Retrograss, featuring David Grisman, John Harford, and Mike Seeger. Here's a song that most of us will recognize. It's called Uncle Pen.
To the break of day, car would holler, do-si-do, your Uncle Pen was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played the fiddle, oh, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Greatest of all was Jenny Lind. That's where fiddling began. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pen played the fiddle. Oh, how it rang! You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Thank you.
his fiddle. He called for his bow, and it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played a fiddle, Lord, how it ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. My hair
many years from now,
will you still be sending me a valentine,
birthday greetings, bottle of wine?
If I've been out to a quarter to three,
would you lock the door?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Sweater by the fireside,
Sunday mornings go for a ride,
two in the garden digging the weeds,
who could ask for more?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in Tennessee,
if I don't want too much.
Honey, we shall scrimp and save. Postcard, drop me a line,
stating point of view,
indicate precisely what you mean to say,
you're sincerely wasting away,
give me your answer, fill in the form,
mine forevermore.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64, when I'm 94?
Well, I didn't realize there was that much dead space at the end of that tune, but anyway, there is, and that's okay. When I'm 64, old Beatles tune that an awful lot of us recognize, and ended up being made quite famous, actually, when you think about it. No, we don't want it to repeat. I apologize for that. Anyway, we got another tune coming up from these old boys. Had to change wireless properties here, and it kind of made things quirky jerky. So anyway, we'll continue through. We'll be able to get through this thing. Let me do a little designation here. I hate to do that and me in the middle of a program, but anyway, sometimes when you record live, you end up having those things. You don't get take two and all that stuff. But anyway, as I said, that was when I'm 64. Here's one coming up. Let me see. This mouse is working a little better. It's called Windy Mountain. And let's see if this is not the same song that Tim O'Brien just came out with recently on his latest.
Oh, I'd like to be up on a windy mountain where the treetops scrape the sky. Then I would forget all my worries and my troubles. I just let the wind blow them by. Oh, I love the sound of the wind when it's howling. Oh, it blows my blues away. It makes me forgive the girl that I'm loving. Let me forget until another day. Let me hear the leaves on the trees when they're singing. Just a moment of relief is all I crave. For I've got no sorrow, heartaches, or sadness. As long as I can see the trees that sway. Oh, I'd like to be upon a windy mountain where the treetops scrape the sky. Then I would forget all my worries and my troubles. I'll just let the wind blow by. The howling wind that I love so. Tell my old lover, in case you should see her, just how much I love her she'll never know. And that I'm going to rest away upon the mountain where the howling wind always blows. Oh, I'd like to be upon a windy mountain spray the sky, and I would forget all my worries and my troubles. I'll just let the wind blow by.
Retrogress is what we've been listening to. Dave Grisman, John Hartford, and Mike Seeger. And sure as the world, that's the same tune that Tim O'Brien put on his very latest release, Windy Mountain. Well, somewhere along the lines here, a lot of these fellas switched in and out and got together and recorded and played and toured and all that stuff. And there's another project that's really mighty close to this one that we're going to finish out with. It's an album called Been All Around This World. It featured Jerry Garcia and Dave Grisman, and it was released in 2004. I know these aren't those way back when songs as far as recorded back in the 50s or 60s, but anyway, it's still some great traditional music, some really good vocals, and some just extremely wonderful string work. So anyway, I wanted to do two or three songs off of this featuring Jerry Garcia and Dave Grisman. It's called Been All Around This World. Let's go ahead and hit this title cut.
On the Blue Ridge Mountain, there I'll take my stand. shoulder, six-shooter in my hand. Lord, Lord, I've been all around this world.
Look up who wrote that song, and it just says traditional, which means that they don't know, or they lost the original piece of paper I guess it was written on or whatever. But anyway, we're listening to Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, and I really got a kick out of hearing them about halfway through or so, whenever Grisman hit that funky lick on the mando, and oh, Jerry got a kick out of it. And anyway, that's the way to record it, you know. But anyway, it brings back some old memories. Here's a tune that we've all heard, and anyway, I enjoy these recordings with these old boys. This was just true having fun, good music, and anyway, it makes me happy anyway. Hopefully you enjoy it. Traditional Appalachian music and stories is what we're listening to, and just to give you an idea, if this is listened to later on, this is February 11th of 2018, and you're listening to the SBB Radio Network. Here's a song called 9-Pound Hammer.
How can I roll when the wheels won't go? 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy, but for my size, but for my size. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go?
I want to thank you for listening to this week's episode of Traditional Appalachian Music and Stories. Hope to see you next time.